But first, former President Donald Trump's list of priorities when he took office had immigration and border enforcement at or near the top. That included measures like travel bans and family separation. But the actual number of executive actions or orders related to immigration by Trump pales in comparison to what President Joe Biden did in his first year in office. The nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute recently tallied up 296 executive actions by Biden, compared to 86 taken by Trump in his first year. Jessica Bolter of MPI looked into the numbers and is with me to talk about them. Jessica, the perception has been that former President Trump took more immigration-related actions than President Biden, but your statistics show that isn't the case.
By the numbers, somewhat surprisingly, the Biden administration has dramatically outpaced the Trump administration on immigration executive actions. So in its first year in office, the Biden administration took nearly 300 executive actions on immigration. The Trump administration, in contrast, took 86 in its first year and about 472 in its 4 years in office. So if Biden continues at this pace, this administration is on track to overtake the Trump administration.
Is the perception that at least what President Trump was doing was more impactful or at least more starkly different from his predecessor? Is that why people may think that President Biden hasn't done as much?
That's a good question. I think that some of the actions that President Trump took upon coming into office were so different from the norm and changed immigration and the immigration system so drastically. Things like immediately starting construction on a border wall, implementing travel bans within the first week of his presidency, lifting all prioritization of ICE enforcement so that any unauthorized immigrant in the U.S. could be subject to arrest. So I think that certainly drew a lot of attention. The Biden administration has... It's partly been working to undo Trump administration policies while also putting forth its own policies. Some of it is going back to what things were like before, so they may not seem like such a drastic change. I would also point out that President Biden came into office in the midst of a raging pandemic. So there are a lot of other issues on people's minds. And there has been just a lot of attention on what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border. And this is one area where the Biden administration has struggled more than in other areas of immigration policy, but has struggled to really put forth a coherent policy agenda. And so all this attention on the border can sometimes take away from realizing the impact of some of Biden's other policies.
I'm glad you brought that up. Let me ask a quick follow-up, because that is certainly the sexiest one that gets a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. Here in Arizona, we have a gubernatorial race as Governor Doug Ducey ends his 8 years in office. And at least all the candidates so far on the GOP side are making a lot of noise about that. In fact, even ads are coming out now where they're standing on the border. Is there anything to indicate that President Biden's policies would be dramatically different from President Trump if and when he decides to really have something more coherent?
I think that we have seen pieces of a new approach to the border start to emerge. There are three main buckets that I would put these new approaches into. First is an attempt to restart and reopen asylum processes at the U.S.-Mexico border. Another part is working to address root causes of migration in Central America and working with regional partners to a degree that we haven't seen before to really address migration as a hemispheric issue. Taking these two strategies could work to, you know, address migration in the region in a more holistic way. And then finally, the last bucket is making alternative legal pathways accessible to Central American migrants. And the Biden administration has taken some steps to start to open up legal pathways, for example, for seasonal workers, temporary non-agricultural workers, to ensure that Central Americans have increased access to those pathways so that they don't have to resort to irregular migration. There's still a lot more work to be done, and the administration will have to work to kind of weave those threads together in the coming years.
And Jessica, to finish up, what might be next? Are there steps that you expect the administration to try to take on immigration going forward?
It's clear that in the absence of congressional action, the administration is thinking about other ways to accomplish its priorities. So, for example, one of the Biden administration's stated priorities, both by Biden on the campaign trail and coming into office, was legalizing the 11 million unauthorized immigrants in the U.S. And we've seen that there really hasn't been a lot of take up of the idea of legalization, either for the entire population or for a segment of the population in Congress. In turn, the Biden administration has already started to use its executive authority to extend temporary legal protections to additional hundreds of thousands of immigrants through designating them for temporary protected status, by offering deferred action for certain migrants with pending humanitarian visa applications. And I think that we're likely to see the Biden administration continue to use some of its executive authority to issue temporary legalizations for certain humanitarian populations in the continued absence of congressional action.
And that is Jessica Bolter, Associate Policy Analyst with the Migration Policy Institute.